السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين وأصلي وأسلم عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى تابعيهم ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العظيم وطاعته وأحذركم من معصيته ومخالفة أمره ونهيه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون Praise be to God, we praise Him, we seek His guidance and forgiveness. Whomever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomever is left without guidance, none can guide besides Allah. We bear witness that there is no one worth worshipping but Allah. And we bear witness that Muhammad is his last prophet and messenger. Prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, upon his family, upon his companions, and upon his followers and their followers till the day of judgment. Ameen. Servants of Allah, have the taqwa of Allah. That is, have the balance between the love of Allah, the respect of Allah, and the fear of the consequences of your actions on the day of judgment. Have the taqwa of Allah and do not die except on the state of Islam, the state of submission to the will and the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amma ba'd. In a very known and famous surah in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an oath on a fact when He said, وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears on a fact when He said that the human being is created in the best form. Allah is telling us that the way He created us, this is the perfect way of creation. Someone might go philosophically and ask and wonder, why then we get sick? If Allah says that He created us in the best form, why did He create us with these deficiencies? Why do we have to cut our nails every week? Why didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us created in a way that we don't have to do certain things? Why when I put my hand under hot water, it hurts? Why if I touch a fire or a hot object, it hurts? Why did Allah make me that way? If it's saying that He made me in a perfect way. Now to answer these philosophical questions, we always come to the conclusion that these are part of the perfection. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us with skin that has nerves endings that makes you feel pain when you step on broken glass, when you put your hand under hot water, that pain is the first defense mechanism for you to move your hand away or not to step on a nail or a broken glass. Because if you did not do that, you're going to damage your skin. Doctors have a term that's called neuropathy. When people with diabetes have no ability to feel the bottom of their feet, that's when they step on hard object and they hurt themselves without knowing. And that things create an infection and eventually they end up losing a limb or a leg or a foot. So this is the first defense mechanism that Allah created to feel the pain. Now someone say, again, philosophically, why didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us made out of something that does not get damaged by the broken glass or by the hot water or by the fire? Now imagine for a moment if Allah had created us out of wood or steel or plastic. The beautiful things of the skin will be lost. The warmth of a mother's hug. The beautiful feeling between loved people when they touch each other. That will be lost when the skin is made out of metal or plastic. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in a way that this is the perfect way. Anytime you like to conclude something differently, you end up going back to the same point that this is perfect. This is how it should be. That's why one of the classical scholars, his name is Ar-Razi, he was a physician and a scholar, who said, the more I study the anatomy of the human being, the more I believe in Allah. Sometimes it puzzles me and really confuses me to see a scientist of biology or anatomy or physiology or a physician or a doctor who's an atheist. After studying this complicated human being, how it's perfectly created, yet they don't believe that there is a God who created this. So always we come back to the same point. Indeed, Allah created us in the perfect form. Now, someone might say, what about the other verses in the Quran that criticize the human being, that says the human being is not perfect? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا جَزُوعًا مَنُوعًا قَنُوتًا قَتُورًا أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Many criticisms in the Quran about the human being. So is there a contradiction here? Allah saying that He created us in the perfect form, yet at the same time He says there are imperfections in you. Where is the way to get rid of this contradiction? Absolutely no contradiction. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that your physical body is created in the best form, but your intellect is far from being perfect. Allah created our physical forms in the best form possible for a human being to live, to enjoy life. But our intellect and our mentality and the way we think and the way we process things is far from being perfect. That's why the religion comes to fix these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us those instructions and commandments to fix our personalities, to fix the way we think. The problem is that we as humans, we focus so much on the physical form that Allah says it's good. You just have to maintain it. And we don't pay enough attention to our intellect. According to the scholars of Islam, the human being is made out of three components. Physical body, intellect, and a heart or a soul. And the scholars of tazkiyah and self-purification talked a lot about the diseases of the soul: arrogance, fakeness, hypocrisy. And the doctors of medicine talk about the physical diseases. But very rarely you see someone talks about the intellectual limitations that we have as human beings. So let us spend a few moments today, and maybe in a future khutbah, to talk about these limitations of the human intellect. Things that we have, all of us, and they are the cause of problems that we have in our societies, in our families. When a husband and wife fight or have a divorce, it's not because of the way they look, it's because of the way they think. When two brothers in the community fight, it's because of the way they think. So the way our intellect processes things and works has some limitations. So what are these limitations that we are created with that we need to fix? Number one, an example, stubbornness. We as humans are created to be stubborn. We do not like to change the things that we've been told as kids. Rarely we like to change the things that we saw happening in our lives. And that is the problem of every nation. A messenger came to them. Every nation received a messenger. Their main excuse not to follow the messenger is what? قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا أَبَاءَنَا هَكَذَا يَفْعَلُوا إِنَّا وَجَدْنَا أَبَاءَنَا هَكَذَا يَفْعَلُوا. We've seen our parents, our forefathers doing the same thing. We're not going to change. It's very difficult for us to change the way we think because we're set in those convictions. Every time someone comes and tells you, you know what? Change that what you're thinking about. Don't say so stubborn. Don't say, I'm not going to change that. When someone comes and tells you, Akhi, this is bid'ah. What you're doing, there is no evidence in it in the sunnah. There is no evidence in the Quran. Nope. My village been doing that all my life. My forefathers been, I'm not going to change. That's exactly stubbornness. Imagine for a moment, travel with your imagination to Mecca 1500 years ago. And you're one of the people in the society. And then a young man who's very trustworthy in the society, his name is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine he comes out and he says, what you're doing is wrong. Worshipping the idols is wrong. There's only one God. Ask yourself, based on your experience with your own self, based on your knowledge about how stubborn you are, would you follow Muhammad or would you reject him? If you're stubborn and you're blind imitators and you're not open-minded and you're not willing to look at new evidences, that's exactly what Abu Jahl did. That's exactly what Abu Lahab did. We're not going to change. What? Yeah, you're making things up. That's not true. That's exactly what they said. Allah says in Surah Sa'd, when he criticized the people of Quraysh, قَالُوا مَا سَمِعْنَا بِهَذَا فِي الْمِلَّةِ الْآخِرَةِ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا اخْتِلَاقٍ. We never heard this before. This is a making. You're fabricating this. But if you're open-minded, and if you're willing to listen to the evidence and the scientific proof, then just like Abu Bakr, just like Ali, just like Khadija, just like all these beautiful companions who said, yes, that makes sense. Never ever blindly imitate. Always ask yourself, what is the wisdom behind what I'm doing? Otherwise, you're practicing this stubbornness that is causing so much problems in our societies and our communities. So that's the first limitation, which is stubbornness. If someone comes and gives you an advice, before you say no, before you said, I've never heard this before, stop. Ask yourself, is he making sense? Are they bringing a good evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah? Maybe I should change what I'm doing. And there's a big difference between strong on your faith principles and steadfastness and stubbornness. Big difference. Those who are not willing to listen to anything are stubborn. But those who are, let me talk, let me understand, let me converse. If they make sense, then I'll change. And that's number one. Number two, another limitation for our intellect, that it's actually limited. We as human beings, we cannot understand everything. The fact that I cannot understand everything doesn't mean that I'm just going to believe in the things that I make sense to me. And that's the problem of people who deny God. That's the problem of people who deny the divine. They say, you know what, it doesn't make sense to me. Well, your mind is limited. It's not able to comprehend everything. The fact that you cannot comprehend everything does not mean it's not valid. I get these questions quite often from community members. Convince me. Why do I have to do this? Well, I'm giving you a rule. I'm giving you an evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah and a reason and a wisdom behind it. No, it doesn't make sense to me. The fact that it doesn't make sense to you, it doesn't make it not valid. And that's another problem that we face in our community. You know, most of us are happy with how our mind works. Because if you ask anybody of us, do you want more money? Yes. Do you want to look better? Yes. You want a bigger house? Yes. You want a better car? Yes. Do you want a bigger brain or a better brain? No. I'm happy with my brain. I'm happy with the way I think. No one is willing to admit the limitation of their mind. Very rarely, a husband will go to his wife and tell her, you know what, you know better about this than me. Or a teenager telling his parents, you know what, you know better about this than me. Nowadays, teenagers, they think they know everything. This limitation in our mind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, what? وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You've only been given a little of the knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, what? وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. And above every level of knowledge, there are people who are more knowledgeable. So what do I do when I know that my mind is limited? What do I do? Don't ever stop learning. If you get a bachelor, even a PhD degree, that's not the end of it. Keep reading, keep learning, increase your knowledge, improve your ability to understand things. And when someone gives you an advice, take it and think about it and improve your ability to understand things. That's another example of limitations. A third example, forgetfulness. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَنَسِيَ آدَمُ فَنَسِيَتْ دُرِّيَّتُهُ. Adam forgot, so his offspring became forgetful. We as human beings, we forget. Sometimes it's good to forget. There is a saying in Arabic that says, أَشْقَى أَهْلُ الْأَرْضِ مَنْ كَانَتْ ذَاكِرَتُهُ قَوِيَّةُ وَذِكْرَيَاتُهُ مُؤْلِمَةُ. The most miserable person on earth is the one who has strong memory and all his memories are miserable. It's good sometimes to forget the pains of giving birth. Otherwise, no mother will have a second child. It's good to forget the pain of losing a loved one. Otherwise, life will be miserable and depressing. So it's good to be forgetful. But there are certain things that we should never forget. We should try our best not to forget. We should not forget that Allah is watching us all the time. Whether you're by yourself at night on your phone, or whether you're by yourself in your business doing transactions, or wherever you are, Allah's watching you. Never forget that. Never forget the good people who did so many good things for you in your past. You remember when you first graduated from college? The person who took you to his company, taught you the business, and now you're on your own, successful. Do you still call that person? If you're an immigrant, do you remember the person who picked you up from the airport or took you into his house? And now, after you become established, do you still make dua for them and call them? Do you remember the teacher that affected your life in a positive way and make you a better person? Do you remember the sheikh who gave a khutbah? And because of that, you became a better Muslim. Do you still make dua for them? Never ever forget the people who did good things for you in your life. Always keep them in your prayers. In our community, we should not forget the giants that built so many things for us in our community. The people who are behind building this masjid and all their masajid. People who've been struggling and working so hard for the past 40, 50 years in this community. I'm very honored to have a giant, one of them, sitting right here. And I'm very humbled to be speaking in front of Dr. Siddiqui. But we should never forget the good things that him and all the giants in our community did. We should not forget that. These are three limitations, examples of how our mind is not perfect, and we should try our best to improve the way we think and the way we behave and the way our personality works. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who understand, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who hear the advices and apply it in their lives. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu fa ya fawzal mustaghfirin astaghfirullah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسوله أفضل الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى تابعيهم ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. My dear respected brothers and sisters, we started this khutbah talking about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in the best physical form. As much as we try to outsmart this creation or try to think that we can come with a better idea about how the human should be created, we will always come back to the same point, the same conclusion, that no, this is the best way. This is the right way. Ask any doctor, Ask any physician, ask any dentist, they'll tell you that. As much as we try to be smart, or maybe this should, no. Eventually we go back to the same point that Allah definitely created us in the best form, but that's physical form. And as for our intellect, as our for mind, our for brain, it's not perfect. It needs a lot of work from us. Look at religion as a machine that makes you a better person. You come from one side thinking in those negativities and being having shortfalls, and from the other side you come a better product. You come from this side stubborn, you come on the other side open-minded. You come from this side ignorant, you come on the other side knowledgeable. From one side you come forgetful, and on the other side you start remembering things. That's the point. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to judge us on the day of judgment. He's not going to judge you how big is your biceps or how big is your muscles. He's not going to judge you what color of your color of your eyes or what the color of your skin. That's why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum." Allah does not look at you from outside. Allah will judge you based what's inside. The way your heart feels and the way your brain works. And for us to improve our intellectual abilities, we need to understand those limitations. I'll finish the khutbah with one more disease that unfortunately it is a limitation of our mentalities and the way we think. And that is holding grudges. Not willing to forgive others. Not willing to get over the harm that people did for us in the past. If we keep in our mind that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Kullu bani Adam khata'." Every single child of Adam will make mistakes. So keep that in mind when you talk to your spouse. Keep that in your mind when you talk to your children, your teenage children. They're humans. The Prophet said they will make mistakes. Your spouse is a human. She will make a mistake. He will make a mistake. Your friends in the masjid, they're humans. They'll make mistakes. You know, it's so sad to hear a sister telling her husband, "Remember what you did 10 years ago? I will never forgive you." No. That's holding grudges. That's hiqd. That's something we should not practice. Because that's a killer. And we need to understand that we're humans. If I come to the masjid after a busy day, struggling with my boss, having problems with my customers, stuck in traffic for a few hours, having problems at home with my children or with my spouse, and then I come to the masjid for some peace and relaxation, and by mistake you pushed me and I blow up in your face and I yelled at you, who else gonna understand? Who else gonna understand my tough day except you as a brother or a sister? Never ever hold grudges. It's so sad to see two brothers do not talk to each other because their wives fought 5 years ago. Because their children fought when they were in kindergarten. It is so sad to see people are not willing to. Why? Because shaitan comes to your mind. When someone harms you, the first instinct you have is to take revenge. He made fun of me in public, I'll make fun of them in public. He insulted me, I have to insult them. This is the shaitan playing in your mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزِغُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Tell my servant to say the best words because shaitan is plotting a fight between them. Then don't let the shaitan empower the desire of revenge in your heart and mind. Make sure that you're willing and understand the beautiful reward for forgiveness. All of us know the famous hadith. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about a man walking to the masjid, he's among the people of Jannah. No one knew this man before. So one of the young companions went to him and asked him to shadow him for a few days. He said, sure. After several days, he asked him, you know what, brother or uncle? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something amazing about you, but I don't know why. He said, you are among the people of Jannah, but I don't see you doing anything more than what I do. You don't pray more than me. You don't read Quran more than me. You're just a normal person. The man said, I don't know, but maybe because of what I do before I go to sleep. He said, what do you do before you go to sleep? He said, the moment I put my head on the bed, I say, Ya Allah, forgive every person who harmed me today. The ability to forgive and forget is psychologically beneficial for you. And it's very beneficial to our families and to our communities. And we need to understand that. Never let those grudges guide you in your life or make you harm people in a way or another. This is one of the limitations of our way of thinking. One of the limitations of the way we feel and the way we behave. Let's make sure that we do not allow it to harm or damage our families and our communities. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who do not hold grudges. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who understand the reward of forgiveness and forgetting these things. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us always open-minded and to increase us in knowledge and make us among those who understand the importance of fixing their behaviors and working on their abilities. Allahumma ameen, ameen. Allahumma aghfir al-muslimina wal-muslimat wal-mu'minina wal-mu'minat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat. إنك يا ربنا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات عباد الله إن الله قد أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه حيث قال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استوى للصلاة. Straighten your lines. Close the gaps shoulder to shoulder. Please keep your masks on, covering both your mouth and nose. الله أكبر تبارك اسم تعالى جد الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وسيق الذين كفروا إلى جهنم زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يتلون عليكم آيات ربكم وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا قالوا بلى ولكن حقت كلمة العذاب على الكافرين قيل ادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها وبئس مثوى المتكبرين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين
الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش يسبحون بحمد ربهم وقضي بينهم بالحق وقيل الحمد لله رب العالمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله We thank Dr. Ahmed Sobha for his very important thoughtful message May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us our minds in the right way inshallah We make dua for maghfirah First of all let's make dua maghfirah for brother James Roscoe Holmes May Allah bless him, give him the place in Jannah, and also make dua for the health of several people. Aziz Mustafa, he is in coma in Bombay, India. Brother Lahari Saba, our brother Muhammad Rafi', and brother Ammar Haddadi, and also Maulana Yusuf Islahi. They are not well, please make dua for their health. اللهم اشف انت الشافي لا شافي الا انت شفاء لا يغادر سقما اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا واختم بالصالحات اعمالنا اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه والمعافاه الدائمه والفوز بالجنه والنجاه من النار صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد واله واصحابه واتباعه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين بارك الله فيكم may Allah bless you all جزاك الله خيرا احسنت Inshallah. Thank you for coming and giving